The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
U.S. President Joe Biden is set to address the nation on the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus lockdowns in the country. It will be his first primetime address since taking office. It's also said to be pivotal as the coronavirus response is seen as the defining challenge of Mr. Biden's term. Well, Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Now, Simon, what can we expect from his speech?
Liz, the White House says this speech is going to be about 20 minutes long, and President Biden is going to lay out a vision of the future for the United States if the country pulls together and works together in a bid to defeat the pandemic. He's going to talk about the sacrifices that have been made by the American people. Of course, he will note more than 500,000 American lives lost as a result of this pandemic. And we're told he's going to describe this as the greatest operational challenge the country has ever faced. He's going to describe in detail the work that his team is doing to boost the availability of vaccines and the number of people out there who can inject vaccine into the arms of individual Americans. He'll say that the country is absolutely on track to achieve his goal of 100 million jabs in 100 million arms by the end of the first 100 days of his presidency. We're about halfway there now. In terms of the number of days, the country well on track to achieve that figure. But he's also, I think, going to be warning people that if they abandon safe distancing guidelines, face mask wearing, and other common sense precautions against COVID-19 too rapidly, then that risks losing much of the progress that the country is on the brink of making. And remember, he'll be speaking very close to the upcoming spring break holiday here in the United States, which served as a massive super spreader event 12 months ago. His public health officials very, very keen to head that off. He's also, of course, going to be hailing the passage last night here by Congress of his $1.9 trillion economic stimulus package.
That's right. And as you mentioned, the $1.9 trillion stimulus package, do you think he's going to be able to check off his COVID-19 response promises? Also, what are the challenges that lie ahead for him?
Well, I mean, look, that package passed last night in Congress without a single Republican vote of support, which is remarkable for any kind of spending bill and shows extraordinary discipline and opposition to what the president has included in that stimulus package from Republicans. They say there's hundreds of millions of dollars in there in terms of aid to Democrat-run states and cities that they object to. They say that the aid that is being foreseen in that package is insufficiently targeted, is going to run up unnecessarily America's debt. So the president's got some selling to do of the package, but he knows that polls show 76% of the public are in favor not just of the size of the stimulus, but of the measures that it contains, to the extent that the American people have read the small print of what the stimulus bill contains. And I think it's going to be absolutely at the heart of his comments tonight, this evocation of a return to some semblance of normalcy here and the possibilities for America that lie ahead, fueled by his economic stimulus, but reliant on Americans doing the right thing and observing those guidelines and public health recommendations, which, let's be honest, is not something Americans have proved very adept at doing over the course of the last 12 months.
All right, thanks for that. Simon Marks there speaking to us from Washington.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.